Next item on the agenda is the flounder issue.
Rob has had to go on to his other meeting, but we can get through this fairly quickly.
Boy, I hope.
This is a request for public hearing to, again, comply with the requirements of the Interstate Fishery Management Plan. In 07, the recreational fishery was managed with an 18.5-inch minimum size limit, 5-fish bag limit, and 2 close seasons, one at the beginning of the year and one in the summer. There's a long history of having to regulate this fishery on an annual basis because we either exceed the quotas that are provided for us, or in years where we don't exceed the quota, the following year's quota is still lower, so we have to adjust the regulations to make sure we don't go over that quota. We had a meeting of an ad hoc panel that identified 5 options that they would like you to carry to public hearing. We'll also present these to ASMFC for their approval. You will note that option 3 and option 5 were particularly preferred by the ad hoc panel, with the other options not so much. But the request here is that you go ahead and advertise all 5 of them as sort of an educational effort to the public so that they understand, if they want to stay at an 18.5-inch size limit, what other measures do they have to live with? And as you can see here, pretty long closures of the fishery and pretty low bag limits. With that, Mr. Chairman, we'd recommend that you advertise those for public.
Jack, one real quick question. The last time we had an online poll, how did that go over? Was that ultimately decided to be a good thing or not a good thing? Some were arguing that they didn't have computers.
The last time we did an online poll,
right,
we presented options that were not conservationally equivalent.
Right.
People assumed that they were.
Okay.
And they ended up picking an option that was less desirable than the others.
Right.
And that's what I think upset them.
Should we go with it this time?
In this case, they're all conservationally equivalent. And, an online poll might be helpful.
Okay. You've heard the request from Mr. Travelstead. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to approve staff's request for public hearing.
Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number 18, request from the Fishery Management Division and Army Corps of Engineers to set aside leasing certain areas of Glen Haven River for the purposes of native oyster restoration.
Mr. Chairman, back in a couple of years ago, we approached the commission along with the Army Corps of Engineers with a plan to restore the native oyster in the Glen Haven system. And it took quite a bit of paperwork to come to an